说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
In our last session, 在上一期的节目里，我们跟大家介绍了两句话可以用来让我们潇洒地摆脱尴尬，而不是倒在别人给我们的压力下面。In our last session, we shared two lines that could help you say no with grace and walk away from awkward situations and walk away when other people are pressuring us to do something that we don't want to do. 这两句话你还记得吗？ It's not for me and it's not my style. So these are all lines that we could say that can make us feel empowered.Because I deeply believe, 我坚信 words carry power.
语言和字词是具有一定的能量的。所以我们的每一句话，我们所选的单词其实都很重要。因为说出去的话可以让我们感觉自信，感觉到正能量，或者可以让我们感觉到比较卑微。
And so my style is to always choose words that make you feel empowered.
我的风格，我的用词就是能够让我们说出去的每一句话给我们带来正能量，让我们能够自信地把这句话说出去，而且能够非常自信，非常潇洒地离开一些让我们感觉不太好的人，或者是让我们感觉尴尬的一些情境。
So I feel strongly about this, and that's only because when I was younger, I definitely paid the tuition on this.
我之所以现在能够非常自信地和大家分享这些话，是因为我自己也曾经买了一些其实自己并不想买的东西，所以交的学费并不少。
Because I felt bad before as well. Like, if I felt pressure to buy something, when I was younger or when I was in a new place, I would feel like, you know, sometimes I would actually buy it.Because I felt pressured. That's the thing. Like, I would then end up buying something.
I did that before.
Yeah.
Like, we have the same experience.
Yeah, 你看就是 Yeah, because I felt like, oh my gosh, the only way out for me is if I pay for this thing that I don't really want.
Uh-huh.
And probably don't need.
Mm-hmm.
但是因为压力 right? 因为 they're so nice. And then maybe it's also like...面子 or something. I felt like the only way for me to feel good leaving the store is if I paid for it.
对，就是把它买了。
对，就是真的，当你接受了他的服务的时候，你试用了某个产品，你试用完之后，真的没有办法是拒绝说啊，我不要了，我不买了。
对，
这样对，
对对对。Yeah, 或者是他服务的非常到位，但是，you know, they're just doing a job, right? They don't care about you. 但是 for some reason, 我们会感觉 so personally, like,
会有 guilty 的感觉。
对对对，会有这种愧疚感。
对，
就好像我耽误了他们这么多时间，我如果现在走的话，就是现在走出门，然后什么也不买。就感觉很没有面子，或者是感觉很不好，right? And then I would feel like 我唯一能够让我就是正能量的走出去的是 if I just paid for it, 就是用钱买这个，
对对。
But I like
把它带走，
对。But that's still not healthy, right? It's not really healthy. And so then this is something that I also learned from a business coach as well. And she did the same thing.So she goes into a super high-end store, 一个非常高级的一家店 and then she sees this like laptop case, 一个放笔记本电脑的一个包 然后 it's gold, and then so it's obviously very, very expensive, 非常非常贵 然后呢她也想看一下然后呢但是当店里的
服务员
当店里的工作人员、
工作人员
yeah, showed it to her.She said, the person was like, oh, you probably can't afford it. 就是那种 attitude, 那种态度 就是 like, oh, why are you even asking? 就是你肯定买不起、就是这种感觉、And then, because she felt that, you know, this is also 心理问题 right? 就是 it's very complex. It's not that easy. It's not that simple.And then, you know, I wasn't there, right? I didn't see what happened. 我不能说 like, 我看到怎么怎么样，这只是他的 you know, 他的故事，他的叙述而已。所以这个里面夹杂的也有他自己的情绪。而或许店里的人没有其他的态度，或许他只是自己感觉某一种 you know, emotion. Who knows? But basically, long story short, she buys it mm-hmm. just to prove that she can afford it.
Okay.
But she didn't like it.
嗯，就她就是为了面子把她买了。
为了面子，对。
嗯。
And then she said that was just so immature to do. And then she said, you know, now she would pass on things if it's not for her. And she would say, thank you, but no thank you. It's not for me. And then she can feel good walking out this door still because she knows who she is. 她知道自己是谁。
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is really powerful. 当我们知道自己是谁，我们知道我们自己的价值观、三观， we want to buy something that is aligned with our values, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she would say, like, no, thank you. It's not for me, or it's not my style. These are all things that now I would say, even if it's just, like, something small, you know, or if something is offered to me that I don't really want. Yeah, even if I don't have to pay for it, but I just don't really want it. And I'll say, no, thank you. It's not really my style. Or it's not for me. Or not today.
Okay, 对，就是 not today.
Yeah.
可能我最常用的就是 no, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. Everything.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah.
I know that line though, like, I'm good. No, thank you. I'm good. 还是有一些
有一些弱了吗？
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next time I would say not my style.
Yeah, not my style. But
okay,
thank you.
But thank you, yeah.
Yeah. And this way, you know, like, how do you feel saying that? You feel like, hopefully you feel like good and confident and you can walk out and they would probably feel like a loss. Right? If you walked out instead of like, oh, whatever. Yeah. So it is different. Yeah.
Oh.
对。这种行为它在美国它是一种文化，但是在中国它是一个目的。所以说为什么我们会有这样的一个压力，因为如果说你在中国长时间生活过，如果说你去某一个店去消费，那如果说他的服务人员热情地对待你，那他是一种目的而不是一种服务文化，所以说如果他没有达成这个目的的话，他会对你后面的结果有一个非常完全不一样的态度，所以说我们会有这样的心理压力，要来到美国这么注重服务文化的地方，所以说更加热情的行为就会让我们觉得恐惧。对，如果我不去消费，我不接受你的服务的话，我会不会得到你的后面截然不同的态度？你会不会轻视我、小看我这样？
其实不会，我现在已经练就的内心非常强大，
对对
对已经脸皮很厚
了。
对
，exactly，
对对对
交了学费了，
对，交了学费
了，
你确实能感受到，因为你拒绝他之后，或者说你在接受他的服务之后没有去消费，他态度是没有变化的。
I hope these two lines, like, it's not for me and it's not my style, I hope they can be empowering lines that will carry you forward.
那其实其实我对于这种文化还有一个疑问。
好。
So we still have some things to cover. 我们这个话题还没有聊完。But we're running out of time today. 但是我们今天的时间已经差不多了。And so definitely stick around.
Did you pick up something new today? 在一个讲英文的大环境里，只要我们注意听，我们时时刻刻都在一个课堂里。
So go out there, live your best life, and we'll be back with more.
If you like today's session, share it with a friend, share it far and wide, join our Facebook community, and subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a session.